Governor Newsom says he will not sign youth tackle football ban bill. California Governor Gavin Newsom said he would veto a bill that would prevent young children from playing tackle football if it passes the state legislature later this year. "I will not sign legislation that bans youth tackle football," Mr. Newsom told the Epoch Times by email January 17. "I am deeply concerned about the health and safety of our young athletes, but an outright ban is not the answer." At issue is Assembly Bill 734, introduced by Assemblyman Kevin McCarty to protect children by banning tackle football for those under 12. The governor said he is looking for solutions to improve the safety of the sport, while also allowing parents the discretion to choose what activities are best for their families. "My administration will work with the legislature and the bill's author to strengthen safety in youth football while ensuring parents have the freedom to decide which sports are most appropriate for their children," Mr. Newsom said. "In formulating strategies that satisfy concerned parents on both sides of the issue and protect children, experts familiar with concussions and brain injuries will provide input and advise policymakers," he said. "As part of that process, we will consult with health and sports medicine experts, coaches, parents, and community members to ensure California maintains the highest standards in the country for youth football safety," Mr. Newsom said. "We owe that to the legions of families in California who have embraced youth sports." During the bill's first hearing January 10, the Assembly's Arts, Entertainment, Sports, and Tourism Committee passed the measure on a partisan vote of 5-2. With Republican Assemblymen Tom Lackey and Greg Wallace opposed. "Clearly, there's merits to both sides of this debate," Mr. Wallace said during the hearing. "We should continue to be vigilant on issues about youth safety without singling out just one activity." The hearing was attended by a crowd that overwhelmed the small space, with dozens of coaches, young football players, and family members waiting in the hallway for an opportunity to speak against the bill. Several parents told the Epoch Times before the hearing that they feel parents should make decisions for their children without the state mandating such. "This shouldn't be regulated by the government," said youth football coach David Holler from Lincoln, in Northern California, who attended the meeting with several young players from the junior Lincoln Zebras carrying signs supporting their team. "It should be the parents' discretion." Some critical of the bill said the ban would negatively impact youth by taking away enriching opportunities that provide what they describe as much-needed structure in young lives. "The confidence, mental well-being, and life skills fostered through this sport, particularly in underserved communities, are immeasurable," Sacramento Sheriff Jim Cooper testified in opposition to the bill. "For some kids, youth tackle football is their only structure." Serving as an assemblyman from 2014 to 2022, Mr. Cooper introduced Assembly Bill 1, also known as the California Youth Football Act, in 2019. He told lawmakers during the hearing that more time is needed to better evaluate the existing law on the issue. The law took effect in 2021 and regulates tackle football for youths of all ages by limiting full contact practices to no more than 2 30-minute sessions per week during the season and 30 days before it begins. No full contact practices are allowed during the off-season. Citing AB 1 as a reason he is opposed to the new bill, the governor said existing law meant to protect children should be allowed to prevail. "California remains committed to building on the California Youth Football Act, which I signed in 2019, establishing advanced safety standards for youth football," Mr. Newsom said in the email to the Epoch Times. "This law provides a comprehensive safety framework for young athletes, including equipment standards and restrictions on exposure to full contact tackles." Another measure introduced by Mr. McCarty and passed by the legislature in 2022 Assembly Bill 1348 to create a commission to study brain injuries related to tackle football was also rejected by the governor with a veto message suggesting the 2019 law needs to be studied before it is changed. "The effectiveness of these recently implemented safety measures has not been sufficiently assessed," Mr. Newsom said in the veto message. "More research is needed to better understand current safety measures and the risks." With the governor warning of his intention to veto the new bill, legislators will next debate the proposal on the assembly floor on a date yet to be determined.